I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Last August, there were several changes made to FAA's Part 107 rules, which allowed unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, to no longer need a second person as a visual observer, and now to fly commercially, ag producers just need to have a commercial UAV license. The next challenge in using drones in ag production, which is addressed in Part 137 of the FAA rules, is addressing the use of drones in aerial application. Measure Drone as a Service Company, Vice President of Agriculture, Robert Blair, explains one of the next regulatory challenges in further using UAVs in ag production.
That is the next regulatory hurdle, I think, as far as agriculture goes. And I think there's a lot of applications for drones doing spraying, especially spot spraying for weeds. It's less invasive and in more rugged terrain. Say in Columbia County, where you've got some steep terrain, you have some invasive species, and you can't get a walk out there with a backpack sprayer very effectively. Well, you could identify that invasive species and then send the spray drone to go out and treat it. Regarding aerial application, we need to go through the same process we did, and that is agriculture organizations need to start calling for policy changes on it, common sense policy changes.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.